This is Keeping It Real with Terry and Sonny, and this is Sonny and Terry, and this is today's 5-Minute Nugget. And today we're going to be reading to you out of the book of John, chapter 3, verse 17.
And though God's word says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him."
Wow, Terry, this is an honor. Number one, we're going to try to start doing our 5-Minute Nuggets where we can actually see you instead of putting our corny little videos, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're not professional photographers, so you got to give us some break on that and everything.
Yeah.
But we try our best. We hope that y'all liked it, the ones we've been doing, you know what I'm saying?
Plus, you see how good looking we are, right?
Yeah, exactly. When I read this scripture, I think about the scripture, that how God did not condemn the world.
Amen.
A lot of times, I don't want to say this wrongly, where it sounds bad and everything, but a lot of times when Christians just get so condemned, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because people want to use the word to bash people with.
Right.
You shouldn't do this. And everything. And I don't think that's what God designed meant by that scripture. You know what I'm saying?
No, I really think it focused on love, God's love, because that's the best love they got is God's love. He is love. And I think when he sent his son Jesus and was born, we celebrate as Christmas, but when he's born, that was out of love, and he wanted to save mankind, because everybody in the world is sinners.
Exactly. Yeah, we all mess up. Who doesn't mess up? And to say that, when we try to put ourselves above other people, we're trying to say we're better than people. But the truth about it is nobody's better than nobody else. Everybody falls short in their area. Even when you read the scriptures, you read about the disciples, and you read about all the things they did, they all messed up.
Mm-hmm.
They all had problems. They all did things wrong. They had one of them was worshiping an angel. Yeah. And the angel had to tell him, "Don't worship me." I'm just a servant just like you.
Right.
They all mess up. Mm-hmm. That can really, really make you feel bad.
Amen.
You know what I mean? And I think a lot of times that turns people off to Christianity.
Right.
Because the first thing they do is, okay, now you're saved. Now you're good. So now we're going to tell you the rules you got to live by.
Right.
And you got to follow all these rules. And if you break any one of these rules, you're not going to heaven anymore. And that's not the truth.
No.
That's not the truth. The truth about it is that we're saved by grace.
Amen.
And don't get me wrong. Paul said that doesn't give us a license to go out there and sin.
No.
Just to do whatever we want to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they said then we crucify Jesus again.
Mm-hmm.
Openly, because we should know better.
Right.
But I find my thing is, but Jesus not condemning is love always trumps mm-hmm. sin.
Yep.
Because when you love somebody, you're not gonna sin. Because I love my spouse, so I wouldn't cheat on my spouse because I love her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was messing with her the other day, and I dropped off at work yesterday, mm-hmm. and I was on my way home, and I was talking with her on the phone while I was on my way home because she had about 15 minutes before she had to go in, and I told her, I said, I was on my way back. I said, "Oh, I'm going to stop at the barroom on the way back and everything." And she just said very politely,
"Wow.
That's between you and God."
What?
She just made me feel so convicted. You know what I'm saying? She didn't condemn me. She didn't say nothing.
I'd be waiting for a frying pan.
Yeah, she didn't say nothing at all to condemn me.
I'm not going
to
turn my back. It's bang.
Yeah, she didn't say nothing at all. She just said,
That's
between you and God.
Oh,
and man, just that right there, this is the word of God.
Yeah, yeah.
And made me feel so guilty and everything. Because I was like, I ain't doing nothing wrong right now, man. I'm like, and that's how God is.
Amen.
God is love.
Yes, yes.
And see, she showed me God's love right there.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "That's between you and the Lord." And because I love God,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to mess up on God.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So that guy, she just, daggered me, without even doing nothing.
Wow.
And that's how God's love is. Mm-hmm. God's love is merciful.
Amen.
But it also loves you where you are.
Right.
And that's the way God wants us to be for each and every person.
Amen.
So we want to thank you once again for coming. This is today's 5-Minute Nugget, and we look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.